Okay, good morning, everybody. So, review of Vayakel, we have the beginning of the repetition, and the Ramban notes for the fifth time, or five times total, of the Pratim of the Mishkan. In this case, literally the Mishkan and the Oel and the Mechse. And the Ramban, it's a comment within this framework. Actually, there's a collector's item. There's no Rashi in the Aliyah, because Rashi is, you know, sort of focused on the Pratim, and this has all been covered before, you know, in great depth in Parshas Truma. But the Ramban sort of has this, you know, wonderful essay where he has a number of observations about the chachma of those who are Osei Mamlacha, that Moshe didn't really need to go through every detail with them, that they understood so much on their own. That's probably the Ramban Lashita, so what we talked about earlier in the Parsha of Nisau Libo. And then we have, you know, this beautiful image that the Ramban talks about being Bezalel, being the only one who could work on the Aron, not that the Aron was so complicated relative to the other Kalim, but, you know, to invest it, Bechavana Ritzuya Shlema, that was important. That's another beautiful hair that he has. What I want to focus on is the idea that Moshe felt, you know, the need to share sort of the overarching scheme of the Mishkan before anybody did any specific part of it. Let me read that inside. V'yatam b'zeh shetziva Hashem l'Moshe sheyagid al b'tzal v'oliyav l'cho ha'chachamim amlacha b'chlala v'yacharchen yikrivu e'leha la'sosa ki lo yichshiru. It's an interesting word of hechsher. You know, it could just mean prepared, but it could also imply literally to be roi. Kilo yichshru l'mlechas hakodesh ad sheyishmu kol hamlecha v'yavinu osa v'yikablu aleim sheyedu l'hashlima. So one more time in that line, because I think there's a couple of elements here. Kilo yichshru l'mlechas hakodesh ad sheyishmu kol hamlecha v'yavinu osa. So let me do al acharon rishon with your permission. So part of having, you know, sort of the total vision at the beginning is that you can't start this and say, okay, so if we finish, great, and if not, you know, chatzi shir mutter min haTorah. No, that's not what the Mishkan is about. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. It has to be, you know, al das lahashlima. This is a serious enterprise, and they have to hear the whole thing before they start, because it's critical that they should have every intention, you know, of finishing this task. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to come b'chvodu v'atzmo until, you know, all the parts are in place. So that's part of it. There's a certain Kabbalah, which is necessary. Kablu aleim sheyedu l'ashlima. But I think there is another dimension. Lo yichshru l'melechas hakodesh ad sheyishmu kol hamelacha v'yavinu osa. That any prat, any kli, any section, the kodesh, kodesh kadashim, chatzar hamishkan, to do any section properly requires an understanding of its role in the whole, of its function vis-a-vis the rest of the mishkan and the other kalim. And I think this is a critical idea. It's certainly reminiscent of the Talmud Torah parallel. Person shouldn't be Moreh Hora until he's Reh Lahoros B'chola Torah Kula. To know any part is to understand its framework, is to understand its points of interface with the whole. I think you find that here in a very meaningful way in terms of the Mishkan, to understand and to appreciate how exactly each Kli, you know, has a role, if I could use this language, within the organism as a whole. The organism, of course, being the Mishkan organism, and I think that is itself extremely important. I mean, the Ramban is explaining that, you know, there are many different parts, and a person can in some sense develop like an overly microcosmic view of the Mishkan. Not every prat is important, you know, kaftor vaferach, but at the same time you have to understand how the Shulchan is in dialogue with the menorah, how each is in dialogue with the Mizbeach HaKtoras, so that's, you know, michutz laparochas relative to the Aron, which is mibeis laparochas, and what Yom Kippur is, and how all the different parts cohere together. It's such a vital piece. So again, what we're looking for in life, very often, and certainly in spiritual life, is the capacity to understand and to recognize how whatever it is that we're working on fits into a much broader scheme. The Ramban is telling us that that's precisely the case with respect to the Mishkan, the Melechas HaKodesh.